Several years ago, Blaze was diagnosed with depression. At the time, he was a bit resistant to starting medications, so he agreed to start talk therapy. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. His therapist felt he could also benefit from antidepressants, so he agreed to give them a try. That was 4 years ago. The talk therapy ended a while back, and these days he's feeling better, but he's had a hard time stopping the medications. When we taper down the dose over a period of a few weeks, he reports he can't sleep, and he gets so anxious that he just goes back to his usual dose. Over the years, psychiatrists have told me that these kind of side effects were just related to a perceived psychological dependence on the antidepressants rather than on any true physiologic effect. Well, Blaze and I don't believe them. In fact, the entire field of antidepressants have been oversold to the 16 million people who suffer from depression. We really have no clear understanding of how these drugs work, despite their fancy biological names like serotonin reuptake inhibitors. They take weeks or months to begin to work, and we know that at least 25% of adults will get no benefits from antidepressants, and the number may be much larger. We know that for most people with depression, talk therapy is every bit as effective as medications and may lead to longer-lasting benefits. More than 15 million people have taken antidepressants for more than 5 years, as reported by the New York Times, and this rate has tripled since the year 2000. So there are lots of people that are going to need advice on how to stop taking the drug, but there are not many studies that have looked at stopping these drugs, and the FDA doesn't require that such studies be done. New advice has come in from the journal Lancet, where research is now suggesting the need to taper the dose down over many months or even a year. This results in fewer people with withdrawal side effects. But how do we get this message to the tens of thousands of doctors and others who are writing prescriptions for antidepressants? And while we're on the topic, let's talk about an old anesthetic called ketamine that has just been FDA approved in a modified form for a nasal spray to treat patients with depression. Again, we don't know how the drug actually works, and we're unfamiliar with the long-term side effects. What we do know is that the drug ketamine can be abused. In fact, it has street value and is sold under the name Special K. Doctors have a long history of jumping on a drug bandwagon early, often at the urging of the pharmaceutical industry, without insisting on good long-term studies. We are not skilled at jumping off of the wagon. In this case, ketamine is generic and cheap, but as is often the case, Johnson & Johnson modified it slightly and now sells it for about $3,000, and that doesn't include administration. Why can't we ever learn to do the background work needed before we release a new drug? This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.